bump in my way? We're going to find out. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An overnight fatal accident is affecting the commute for many people in Prince George's County this morning. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what's the latest word?
Well, this is in Fort Washington, and it has seen its fair share of problems here on this road, 210 Indian Head Highway. Crash happened around 12:30. Motorcyclist rear-ended a car. Unfortunately, the motorcyclist was killed at the scene of the crash, has died, and they were doing investigation. Still shut down and detoured are the northbound lanes of 210 Indian Head Highway at Palmer Road. I'll have the delays, the workarounds coming up in the traffic report.
Is a higher minimum wage in Montgomery County worth the loss of 47,000 jobs? That may be something county leaders will have to think about as they consider raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. A new study commissioned by County Executive Ike Leggett now forecasts that a $15 an hour minimum will cost the county 47,000 mostly low-wage jobs by 2022. A well-known Bethesda businessman is set to announce a run for political office today, and it's not his first time.
Total Wine & More co-owner David Trone plans to hit the campaign trail yet again, but will it be for Congress or Montgomery County Executive? American University professor David Lublin says Trone likely has his eye on the 6th District congressional seat.
I think he was waiting to see what Representative Delaney decided to do.
Last year, Trone unsuccessfully ran in the Democratic primary for the 8th congressional district. Lublin thinks his name recognition may be better than other candidates.
Name recognition among people certainly outside their district is quite low.
Lublin says Trone is an affable guy and has a great shot, but he might have to fight off some of his past to win.
The fact that he's given so much money to Republican candidates will also be difficult to explain.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's been meeting with President Trump's Interior Secretary as leaders try to figure out what's next for the area around RFK Stadium.
RFK's only remaining tenant, D.C. United, set to move into its new stadium next year. Now, D.C. officials want to start planning for the site's long-term future, asking the federal government to renew its lease.
And we need the covenant removed that restricts the use of that land to only a sports and entertainment use.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says they don't know yet if a new stadium will be built, but either way.
We know that a future of RFK has to have a mix of uses.
That includes housing, community amenities, and a connection to the Anacostia.
We're saying we're willing to put our local dollars towards making your property better.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Distracted driving is against the law in Maryland, yet police are handing out a growing number of tickets.
During the first half of the year, Maryland state troopers issued close to 21,000 warnings and citations to drivers who were not fully focused on the roads. That's up from about 18,000 during the same period last year. Maryland State Police spokesman Ron Snyder.
There's so many distractions, everything from cell phones and tablets to, you know, just fiddling with the GPS in their car. So, you know, we're trying to keep motorists safe.
Snyder reminds drivers that you can now be pulled over as a primary offense for illegally using a device. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Senate committee's meeting today for a hearing that has been dubbed FBI Headquarters Consolidation Project. What happened? And what's next? Maryland Senator Ben Cardin's among those who will be at that hearing. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,964, the Nasdaq at 6363. Sports, a sore neck takes Max Scherzer out of the game in the second inning as the Nats' bullpen then blows the lead, losing to Miami. The Orioles crush Kansas City. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now. Wherever you download apps.
This is Larry O'Connor with Rich, a friend of mine I met over at EMP 180. Both Rich and I met our empowered weight with the help of EMP 180, and we're talking about the process.
For me, it was so valuable, those weekly visits, and it's not just standing on a bathroom scale, right? I mean, this is a serious scientific analysis of your body. How important were those visits to you in terms of keeping you on track?
Absolutely the most essential aspect of it, because you would get the immediate feedback, and it would be, if I follow the prescribed methodology, right, I will lose the weight.
So tell me again, how much weight did you lose total since January?
54 pounds.
And so it took you 5 months to lose all that
weight.
Yeah.
Feel like a different person, actually.
Literally.
Literally.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. Once again, EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very busy rush hour. First, we'll take you onto 210 Indian Head Highway, where crews continue the accident investigation, and closed are the northbound lanes. It's a tough trip already, as the big delays have already formed. On 210, Indian Head Highway diverted at Palmer Road. So before you get up to the Beltway, already with that lineup, the workaround, and a lot of bailout traffic in that entire area. So keep that in mind for the early commute. It's going to cost you some extra time. Now, elsewhere, we also have problems heading in through Annapolis, and that's due to the crash on the Severn River Bridge inbound 50. Looks like two tractor trailers have been involved in that accident. Just the left lane gets by. So in on 50, again, over the Severn River, slow. 270, the accident happened northbound direction, northbound, just north of 109, but before you get to Route 80 Urbana, that involved a motorcyclist. We have a lot of flashing lights there. The crash northbound side, not causing any delays northbound, but the rubbernecking southbound side jammed as you come out of the Frederick area, so do plan for that. And in Virginia, working through Woodbridge and Lorton, closed and will be for some time, according to crews. Accident brought down utility pole and wires on 123 Ox Road over the Occoquan, so that is shut down in each direction. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. Now, this fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Right around 90 degrees, already a warm morning. Clouds in with some limited breaks other than sunshine this afternoon. An isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Stafford, 68 in Silver Spring, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Rex Tillerson heads to Asia as questions linger over U.S. policy on North Korea. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Kaboom. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 6:35 this morning. Cal Thomas, syndicated columnist, WMAL guest extraordinaire. 7:05, Ambassador John Bolton joins us. At 7:35, economist Steve Moore. And at 8:05, filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza will join us as well on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. I have to talk about a pet peeve. I found this yesterday and I saw, my gosh, this man speaks to me. And it's a dumb thing, but when I go to the grocery store, I hate people who don't put the shopping carts away. The little shopping cart bin is never that far away. It really, truly isn't. It's not like you have to cross the Sahara to get to return your shopping cart. It's really never that far away. And people just leave it there, or they push it, or, you know, into the space next to them, or between cars. It drives me crazy. So this gentleman, it's totally an opinion piece. It's not scientific whatsoever, so I will disclaim it with that. But
well, let's just call it scientific, whatever. Nobody cares anymore. Science is ethereal. We can just call anything we want science. It's fine. It's 2017, Mary.
Okay. Well, I agree with everything he says here. He says there are two people in this world, cart returners and cart deserters. Whichever side of the line you stand on says a lot about you. For instance, cart returners put others first. You can have a lot of reasons why you don't put your cart away. You put it up on the grassy median, you leave it between parking spaces. It could be raining, you're in a hurry. But whatever the reason is, there's one thing that all of these excuses have in common. It's all about them. You acknowledge that if you don't, people who put the cart away acknowledge that if you don't put the cart away, someone else will have to do it for you. It basically shows that you're not a selfish jerk, because successful people put others first and cart returners put others first. See, you're not a selfish jerk.
I'm assuming you're going to have some other examples here.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to think there are deep implications about who you are as a person based on your shopping cart etiquette.
I agree.
Buy this.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So what else we got?
All right.
What other gems in this sociological study?
This is all true. I can't disagree with anything in here. Cart returners are disciplined. I'm a very disciplined purpose. He said, there are moments that defined us. Will you stand strong or break to temptation when you're down to that choice of returning the cart or not? Walk the 10 spaces, that shows your discipline. You've committed yourself to a moral standard that you won't break. Discipline is an attractive quality in people. Employers look for it in their employees, and people look for it in their potential mates. They want to know that they can trust you to do the right thing no matter what the circumstances. Disciplined people tend to be more successful with money. Sticking to a budget and saving money isn't easy. If you don't have the self-control to resist deserting your shopping cart, you likely won't have the self-control to turn away an impulsive purchase. Disciplined people. I agree.
I totally agree. Just tell me when you want me to leave the gate. I've got a lot of stuff here.
All right. And the last one, cart returners are happy people. Cart deserters are selfish, and selfish people aren't happy. Ebenezer Scrooge was very wealthy, but he was miserable and alone and probably wouldn't return his shopping cart. Giving to others brings happiness into our lives. Whether it's a big or small gesture, you make a lasting impact. Focusing only on ourselves gives us a negative outlook on life. None of these things brings on a spirit of gratitude or contentment. So he says to all the cart deserters out there, it's never too late to make a change. Cart returners are very forgiving and will welcome you back to our side with open arms. I agree with it all. Go ahead, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you agree? Are you a returner or a deserter? And do you agree that if you're a deserter, you're just a selfish jerk?
All right. Let's begin. I feel like our relationship with shopping carts does tell the world a lot about us. It also tells you a lot about you, who you are as a person. Okay? Let's begin with the very beginning. When you arrive at the store and you grab a shopping cart, some people like to sort through the shopping carts to find the one that doesn't have the wheel that's janky, that doesn't have all of the paperwork already stuck inside the gears, as you're trying to push yourself through the store and you're constantly veering into jelly jars. You don't want to be doing that. You definitely want to have a cart with good traction, good wheels, four-wheel drive, all four wheels on the ground. You want to be able to, you know, get through the aisles and nimbly navigate them. Additionally, when you're in an aisle, move the dang cart to the side when you park it. Why is it sitting in the middle of the aisle? Why, ma'am, have you put your cart right in the middle of the aisle, stacked high with all of your bags of cereal, and you're waiting for me, you're just trying to make a decision about what you're going to buy on the shelf, and here I am parked behind you. I have to get by you. I have to get down the cereal aisle, and there you are, just parked in my way. How about moving it? Don't make me move your cart, and don't look at me like I'm a crazy person when I begin moving your cart, because it's in my way. Additionally, when you get out to the parking lot, and you have that cart, and you finally load up your car, realize there are people there that are working their tails off, cart returners, in order to find all of the errant carts that have been strewn across that parking lot. They're trying to... In fact, Don, you're in Woodbridge. You used to be a cart returner. Tell us about this. What is the experience like removing the cart from the side of a median with one of the wheels jammed into the grass? And meanwhile, you've got a bunch of other ones behind you.
Sure, yeah. I used to work at a really big outdoor retail store out in Texas, like 240,000 square feet. So we had a lot of carts. And I got to tell you, it really depended on the day, on the weather. There were some guys that were cashiers that it was their job to maybe once every hour to run outside. And I tell you, if it was a beautiful day, we would much rather go outside and go get those carts than we would deal with cranky customers. Now I've been on the other side. And I don't work retail anymore. And we all have our reasons for not putting the carts back.
Yep.
But I got to say that it's not always the case of putting out that guy.
Okay, Don, we're trying to paint the picture that it's misery. Would you stop saying that it's a reprieve from your otherwise slavish job? This is...
Well, I mean, if it's 100 degrees outside and something the guy has to come get it, and he's wearing like a thick wool Walmart vest, then I could see how that would really suck for him.
All right, Don, yeah. Get out of here. You're not helping me at all. Let's go to Russ in Centerville. Russ, you must have a miserable experience returning carts. Come on, give it to me.
I made it in. Thank you, guys. I'm definitely a cart returner. As a matter of fact, you get to the point, I mean, my discipline, if you will, I take the carts back, sometimes I give another cart to somebody else. You know, they're coming out, they're coming in, I'm leaving. But you know how you see a piece of trash on the ground in your office, right? And there's two pieces of trash. I'll go to the next piece of trash and pick it up. I'm already down there. I might as well pick up both pieces of trash. Doesn't everybody do that? I mean,
Russ, you and I do those things because we're considerate and we're not selfish jerks, as this gentleman pointed out in this piece.
Thank you for that. Have a good day.
It does tell you. It tells you a lot about Russ. No, I agree with this. I think in general, you know, you should haul the cart. Now, here's the question, and we get a lot of people answer this in a moment. What if there is no cart return in the parking lot? Say if you're at there are supermarkets in this area that have no cart returns. You have to go back into the store or back to the front door to return the cart because there is not a single corral for those carts anywhere in the stinking parking lot. And boy, is that frustrating.
I like the one where you have to pay the quarter. There's a store where you have to pay a quarter to get your cart. And there are people, the non-cart returners. I will round those puppies up and I will put them back. I can collect like 75 cents. I'm taking your quarter.
I don't know where the nearest quarter return is, but I might start spending my time in that parking lot. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. I do have better news on this morning's commute. 210 had been shut down for hours with accident investigation in Fort Washington, but it has wrapped up. Reopened are the lanes of 210 Indian Head Highway. So for everyone sitting in these backups, traffic released up ahead. You're no longer being detoured onto Palmer Road. That's as you head close to the Capitol Beltway. We'll take some time to relieve the pressure of the bailout traffic on Livingston Road, Oxon Hill Road, and the arteries that were avoiding the closure on 210. But again, it's been reopened. Southbound side, we've had lanes open, and southbound have had no delays as you come off the Beltway, so that's in good shape there. Now, we're still busy heading into Annapolis. We have one right lane remaining blocked in on 50 over the Severn River, so very slow to get you through. Then you're wide open beyond past 97 and extending up through the Beltway to 70 out of Frederick past Urbana. Heavy rubbernecking at a northbound crash that's on the shoulder. 66, no drama for you, just the volume forming. And if you haven't heard, into the Lorton Woodbridge area, closure, down pole and wires closing 123 Ox Road over the Occoquan just off of 95. Avoid. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we'll have shopping cart returning weather with suns and clouds mixed, just an isolated thunderstorm or shower. At that point, just leave it on the medium. A high near 90 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 72. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 92 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 76. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. And right now, composition books and two-pocket polyfolders are just 50 cents. While supplies last, limit 30 in store, 10 online, ends 9-2. Staples, it's pro time.
That's what I love about the grocery store.
Talking about a piece, and a total opinion piece, written by a gentleman who one of his pet peeves is people who do not return the cart at the grocery store. Drives me crazy. And you know, and the people who say, well, it's raining, so I'm not going to get, I can't return it in the rain because I'll melt. You know what bothers me about that is I get the cart then and it's soaking wet. So now I go to put my groceries in the cart and it's wet because you're selfish. I will, if I can dance through the raindrops to put the cart, to get the cart to my car I can dance through the raindrops to put it back, to be considerate so that it's covered for the next person. 888-630-9625. Are you a returner? Or are you a deserter?
Yeah.
Lenny in Rockville, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Lenny, are you a deserter or a returner?
Both, but I disagree with you. Let's start off with I'm handicapped. I use that card instead of other means to get to and from the store. Number two, we are providing a job for somebody who gathers it. Number three, you sound like a liberal whining about the carts being wet.
Okay, you know we're having fun with this, right?
I think if we took a look at the cart tags to the people who are returning them and not returning them, I think we would see an interesting political statement also.
Uh-huh.
Wait, you know we're having fun with this, right?
No, I'm with Lenny. You're
a
disgusting liberal.
I'm having fun also.
Okay.
When I said it sounds like, no offense, I'm sorry, you know what I mean with the liberals versus the Democrats.
But see, and I'm going to tell you, I think a conservative would be more likely to say, you know, that was inconsiderate and rude. Liberals don't care about the social construct, right? Let me ask you a quick question, Lenny. You said you're handicapped and you use the carts for more than just getting your groceries back and forth. Do you use the cart that you can drive, that cart?
Yes, occasionally. I actually have a key from some of the stores that I don't even have to go up to the desk to use that card.
All right. Gotcha. Stop bragging, Lenny. She's got the key to the city here.
I prefer to use the card because it forces my knee problems to postpone knee surgery. That's what I need.
Yeah, okay. So, Lenny,
And I tip the people who load my card into my car.
Oh, that's nice that they do that. Yeah, and I think that that's good that you do tip them. I think that's right. Lenny, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. I will say it is conditional for me. I will return the cart as often as I can. I will sprint the cart back. I will become another car in the parking lot moving at a high rate of speed. I will literally sprint the cart back to the store if I have to. But there are some conditions. Torrential downpours, I will often abandon the cart in the median. When I have my child who has to go in a child seat and I'm the only parent there, there's no chance I'm returning the cart. The cart's going to actually stay somewhere near the parking space or in the median because I'm putting my kid in the car seat, and I'm not going back to return that cart. I'm just not, because I'm not separating from my child. So I have to make a decision about that. There are conditional experiences. But beyond that, for the most part, I feel responsible for rushing the cart back.
Why can't you push your child in the cart back to the cart corral and then walk her back? Your daughter can walk. Why can't you just walk her back?
It's probably weather-related. Usually, if it's raining,
your morals, as he says here, you're not disciplined because your morals are contingent on the weather.
No, I would say that I'm morally superior to a lot of people.
No,
I just have to make judgments about what my priorities are.
No. Those are the moments that define us, and so your morals are contingent. You're just not disciplined.
No. Remember who the liberal is here, Lenny. Lenny called you out.
888-630-9625 and 622 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, it's a time of year where a lot of people are going on vacation. Well, while you're on vacation, is your home secure? Did you know that since before man walked on the moon, before that, Ackerman Security has been protecting American families and homes? For 50 years, Ackerman has been the leader in home security. Did you also know that Ackerman was one of the very first to put that sign in the front yard in front of their protected homes? Well, now experts agree that that yard sign is one of the top reasons that burglars pass on a home. In fact, 65% of burglars don't even approach a home that they think is protected by a home security system. Well, now Ackerman is doing something that no home security company anywhere ever has done. They're introducing the first ever no theft guarantee. The no theft guarantee means simply that if your home is broken into under Ackerman's watch, they will cover your full financial loss up to double your deductible. How can they do that? Well, Ackerman knows that its state-of-the-art monitoring station provides the nation's only guaranteed response time. That's a true shield that burglars know is far more trouble than it's worth. That's why Ackerman is the sign of real security. Visit AckermanSecurity.com to get your home protected. That's AckermanSecurity.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your laptop bag or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
All right, more on Carticut in a moment. 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I like that. And I also like that we have lanes reopen on 210 Indian Head Highway. It had been shut down for hours. Oxon Hill going northbound Palmer Road, but no longer detoured. Accident investigation is wrapped up, but there's still some activity over to the shoulders and the median. I just expect that to be a little extra slow here. Now, the relief is on 210 right now, but it's all the bailout traffic that we have to relieve that pressure. So expect still on Oxon Hill Road, Livingston Road, Fort Washington Road. That picked up a lot of volume. Again, 210 Indian Head Highway has been reopened. Heading through Annapolis, we have just one lane now remaining blocked, inbound 50 over the Severn River with crash cleanup. Watch for those delays. Virginia, boy, it's a tough go here through Lorton Woodbridge with the closure of 123 just off of 95. That is closed in each direction due to an accident that brought down utility pole and wires, essentially just south of Lorton Road and down to Old Bridge Road, closed in each direction. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Right around 90 degrees, already a warm morning. Clouds in with some limited breaks. Clouds and sunshine this afternoon. An isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
All right, a heated debate. Every line is ringing about whether you are a shopping cart returner or deserter. And what does that say about you? There are so many good calls here. Eric in Fredericksburg, good morning, Eric. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Are you a returner or a deserter?
Good morning, Mary. I'm a returner, and having worked retail in the past, I've seen a lot of deserters that, as they're moving through a store, will pick up a piece of merchandise. As they get up to check out, they decide they don't want it anymore, and they drop it right there. So at the end of the day, we were stuck having to pick up all this stuff and put it where it needs to go.
Yeah, that sociologically, that tells you a lot about a person, too. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure good people abandon things in the wrong space in the store, but my conscience grabs me too strongly. It's like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Go put the peanut butter back where you got it, buddy.
I do the same thing. The same thing. Eric, see, I think it does. It says so much. What a sociological study we could do about the people who abandon their carts and if they're the same people who leave the peanut butter in the pork, you know, in the meat section.
Grocery store etiquette, baby. Coupon clippers, everything. It all provides a window into who the person is.
I say we get a grant and we do this. I'm seeing a study here. 628 on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
All right, we're going to find out if Cal Thomas is a returner or a deserter.
Oh, he's a returner.
Or we won't waste one of our great questions on the subject of carts. Although, it is interesting. I still think it's interesting. And Todd from Rockville, can't get to you, but you made the point. Make shopping carts great again. They don't drive straight. Yeah, you're totally right. Maybe we'll find out what Cal Thomas thinks about that when we return. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. A motorcyclist was killed early this morning when his cycle slammed into the rear of a car on Indian Head Highway in the Fort Washington area. As the accident investigation now winds down, northbound lanes of Route 210 Indian Head Highway have again reopened. A new study commissioned by the Montgomery County Executive concludes that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020 could cost Montgomery County 47,000 jobs by 2022. Maryland businessman David Trone is expected to make an announcement today that he's running for office, and it's not just clear yet which office the co-owner of Total Wine & More will have his eye on. Police in Alabama have caught Brady Kilpatrick, the last of a dozen prison inmates who escaped from jail over the weekend.
The hunt for the 12th and final Alabama prison escapee ended Tuesday night.
What's your name?
Brady Kilpatrick.
The 24-year-old Kilpatrick was caught in South Florida. Walker County Sheriff Jim Underwood says the prisoners were able to bust out after outsmarting a guard who was new to the job.
Correspondent John Lawrence. Seth Rich's family has issued a statement supporting a lawsuit against Fox News by an investigator who'd been looking into Rich's death. The lawsuit alleges that the White House and Fox News Channel conspired to push a false story as a distraction to distract attention from the Russia investigation. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government says it is close to convening a special assembly with powers to rewrite the country's constitution, override other branches of government, and punish opposition leaders. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,964, the Nasdaq at 6,363. Sports, Max Scherzer pitches only one complete inning before departing the game with a neck spasm, and the Nats lose to Miami. The Orioles win again, beating Kansas City. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? With Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know that each year several pounds of dirt, dust, and dander can accumulate in your carpets? Yeah, that's right. I said pounds. Listen, carpets are the largest air filter in your home, and they need to be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So take my advice. Have the pros at Zero Res clean your carpets. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old, dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stains, pet odors, and allergens will be removed, and a Zero Res clean dries in just a few hours. Stop being embarrassed when friends visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. No carpets, no problem. Zero Res can also deep clean hardwoods, laminate, tile, and grout surfaces too. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get three rooms of carpet clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time, get 25% off any area rug cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Not all air conditioners are created equal.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, let me tell you, not all air conditioning services are created equal either. Right now, a lot of companies are offering tune-ups. But at Snell Heating and Air, when my stand-up guys show up, I wouldn't call what they do a tune-up. It's not even in the same universe. It's more of a complete system rejuvenation. It isn't some guy that bangs your system with a broom or shines a flashlight at it. This is a tune-up on steroids. A 21-point checklist so comprehensive, I'll make you this guarantee. If your system can't take the heat and it breaks down any time this summer for any reason, we'll be back out for free. No diagnostic, no trip charge. Call us today and ask for your system rejuvenation, your cooling calibration, your AC transformation. Just don't call it a tune-up.
703-450-6300. SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. Geico's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. Geico understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Chris Plant here. Join me, Brigitte Gabriel, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others at the Media Research Center's annual gala, September 21st at the National Building Museum. Go to mrc.org/gala, mrc.org/gala.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 210 Indian Head Highway, if you haven't heard, that's been reopened. Each direction at Palmer Road, that had been shut down for hours northbound side due to a crash investigation. Now, 210's doing better. It's about clearing out all the delays on the alternates and the bailout routes as well. Now, into Annapolis, your morning just got better. In on 50 over the Severn River, all signs of the earlier crash are gone. So you have all of your lanes open. So that's looking good in each direction now. Again, just getting rid of the last volume here as you head through the Annapolis area. Now, I'm just getting word in the Lorton Woodbridge area that it looks like they're getting some lanes open here on 123 Ox Road that had been shut down. Accident brought down utility pole and wires, but it looks like they're able to get a lane to get by here in each direction just off of 95. But I am still seeing a lot of delays. Old Bridge Road was forced to turn right onto 123, so that's slow, as is Minneville Road too. So plan for the extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast in with some breaks this morning. A cloud sun mix this afternoon, 90. Some clouds tonight, 72. There may be a passing shower thunderstorm this afternoon into the evening hours. And then partly cloudy in 92 tomorrow with thunderstorms coming in tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Gainesville, 68 in Bethesda, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Wednesday morning. Joining us in about at 7:05 is Ambassador John Bolton. He'll give us a preview of all the hotspots in the world: North Korea, Venezuela, Russia. 7:35, economist Steve Moore is with us to talk healthcare and tax reform. And at 8:05, it is movie maker and author Dinesh D'Souza to discuss his new book and also news of the day with us. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Vince Non-Cartwright Returner, Vince Colonese.
Oh, come on.
Cart deserter.
How dare you? Vicious lies as we begin at 5:38 this morning. And now we go to Vicious Truth with Cal Thomas. Cal, thanks for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Batman and Robin.
Nice to speak with you. So, the President of the United States, the White House, I've undergone all this shakeup. John Kelly comes in Monday. Anthony Scaramucci lasts all of 10 days. What are you making of the current state of the White House, and what did you think of the last week of it?
You know, in sports, we have this slogan, you can't tell the players without a scorecard. With this bunch, the ink can't even be dry on the scorecard. I mean, this is amazing. Remember the scene in The Exorcist where the head is spinning around? That's where I feel like right now. You know, I don't think it's so much personnel as it is policy. I think what these people need to do is get their act together, come up with two or three policy initiatives that they can move forward with immediately, and get on the track of accomplishing something. The Congress certainly isn't doing it. I mean, now here's Mitch McConnell and the rest of them say, well, after Labor Day, we're going to take up tax reform. You know something? Let's compare this to a mortgage loan. Let's say the Republicans are coming to bar- borrow money, and let's say that they have a horrible record. Their last house was foreclosed on. They have been arrested for a bad drug deal. They have 15 speeding tickets, and just good. And then they come and ask for a major loan. Do you think any bank is going to give them that? Frankly, I have as much trust in them as I do in Bill Clinton's fidelity.
Well, speaking of loans and putting things off, when the House returns from its recess, they will have just 12 working days to avert a debt ceiling crisis. It seems like a whole bunch of things need to be done. The White House is pressuring Congress to focus yet again on health care, yet Congress seems insistent that it's looking to move on. Where should all of this go?
Vince, I just love what you just said. 12 working days. Even when they're here, do you call this working? I mean, this is ridiculous. Well, you have this bipartisan committee now, headed by Senator Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray, that said they're going to hold bipartisan hearings on fixing health care. Well, this is another example of I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
Right.
Name one thing that the government does, the federal government does, efficiently within budget that actually works. We can't even win wars anymore, and we're still, too many of us, are trusting the federal government to fix one-sixth of the economy. I mean, you might as well be a member of a cult and have faith in something that has absolutely no basis in reality. I hate to sound cynical, but I mean, you know, it is what it is.
What do you think about what Rand Paul had to say yesterday about discussing executive orders with President Trump in order to make some changes in health care? Are you okay with that?
Well, if you don't have the other side on board, and the other side meaning the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, as Chris Plant likes to say, I think you're going to have some problems. Again, you know, Reagan used to say the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. And when you've got people like Lisa Murkowski, who, I mean, you go back and listen to some of these sound bites. Rush Limbaugh was playing some of them on his show yesterday. Absolute conviction, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and that was fine to get her reelected, but once she gets reelected and is set for another 6 years, then all of a sudden, well, I'm not even going to vote for the skinny thing. So I don't know if you can trust any of them. I think the mullahs in Iran and the nuclear deal might be more trustworthy than some of these Republicans in Congress, frankly.
So you're okay then with the president doing some of this via executive order, bypassing them?
If it works, if he can fix it. But again, the federal government is not the place we need to be going to fix anything. They just don't have a track record. Again, name something that they do efficiently within budget and that actually works. I think the list is so short you could count it on one finger, and I'm still having trouble coming up with that one example.
Cal, you suggest that, you know, this bipartisan effort makes you nervous, and I'd like to explore that a little more, because they're saying they want to get together to fix Obamacare. The word, if you begin saying you want to fix Obamacare, it sounds to me like your only goal is to make it solvent. And how do you make something solvent? You throw taxpayer money at it. And who pays taxpayer money? Oh yeah, the taxpayers.
Vince, you're absolutely right. Anything that the Congress does with health care is going to cost more money. We got a $20 trillion debt. You never see them pass legislation that's going to cut a program, that's going to end an agency that's not working or is inefficient, that is going to reduce budgets. You know, every time they reduce or try to reduce the rate of increase in spending, not actually cut spending, but the rate of increase, you get people squealing like the proverbial stuck pig, starving grannies, children evicted from the house, horror stories, and the Republicans, of course, cower. This is the Lucy in the football. This is the same scenario that the left has been playing for over half a century, and the Republicans have never figured out a way to get around it.
Well, thanks for being Charlie Brown for us this morning and taking a real kick at what Congress is up to, because we never quite can tell, actually.
Yeah, that's right. Well, John Bolton will be much more positive when you have him on, I'm sure.
Good, yes. He's much more positive. How could you be more positive than Cal Thomas?
North
Thank
Korea.
You, Cal.
Bye.
Bye. It's bye. 6:43 now on WMAL.
Are you working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer in any economy, but are you? Today's economy is filled with opportunities if you understand the new rules of money. You're invited to attend a free Rich Dad Education financial workshop coming to this area. That's right, it's free. Take the first step towards financial freedom for you and your family. This totally free workshop is based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. At this free workshop, we will introduce you to strategies on how to get out of the rat race and become financially free in any economy, and why saving money will never make you rich. You will also discover real strategies that can lead you to financial freedom.
Register now to attend a free Rich Dad Real Estate Workshop in the Washington, D.C. area August 2nd through the 5th. Go to richdaddc.com or call 800-335-9687. That's 800-335-9687. You'll receive a free property toolkit just for attending, plus online access to the Legacy Series. Seats are filling up for our Washington, D.C. area real estate workshops. Take the time now to register at richdaddc.com or call 800-335-9687 and reserve your seat today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince Boyd, the 6 o'clock hour has given us some relief with our rush hour. Reopen in the Lorton Woodbridge area is 123 Ox Road. And those delays on Ox Road are actually quickly improving. I'm looking at a good trip here. Just off of 95, you can now go over the Occoquan in each direction. And southbound 123 past Lorton Road, no longer closed. Now, what was affected a lot here was the delay on Old Bridge Road and Minneville Road. So that's still with the stop and go. It's about relieving that pressure now. On Interstate 95 northbound, as you head out of Stafford and Ukiah, normal delays there. Again, out of Dale City to get you toward the Occoquan and Newington with the delays too. Now let's get around the Beltway. Virginia, nice and quiet. Maryland, just the normal delays to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road, topside through College Park and Silver Spring. On 210 Indian Head Highway, heading northbound past Palmer Road and up through to the Beltway, your travel lanes all reopened from earlier accident investigation. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little more gray sky in this morning. Clouds mixed with some sunshine today. A passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm, and once again up near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Presently at Reagan National, 74 degrees, 6:47 on WMAL.
I want to talk to you about a story out of Fox News. It's an exclusive. It was it's done by James Rosen, friend of the show. And it regards a program with the Pentagon, the military, called MAVNI, Military Access Vital to National Interest.
Good old MAVNI.
Good old MAVNI. It's a DOD program. And what it does is it provides immigrants and non-immigrant aliens with an expedited path to citizenship in exchange for military service. And we've heard about that. Oh, they proudly serve their country. They serve this country. We should allow them then citizenship. Well, Defense Department investigators have discovered what they're calling potential security risks in the program. This program, since it was put in 2009, has enrolled more than 10,000 foreign-born individuals into the U.S. Armed Services. James Rosen explains the program.
Since 2009, the Defense Department has enrolled more than 10,000 foreign-born individuals into the U.S. Armed Forces under a program called Military Accessions Vital to the National Interest, or MAVNI. In exchange for service, the foreigners, selected for language or other needed skills, can receive an expedited path to U.S. citizenship.
All right, so they have to have a skill that we don't have. For instance, like an interpreter, someone who speaks Farsi or something that we need. And so we will give them, in exchange for that service, citizenship.
Okay, sounds
good. All right,
so far.
Well, there are three committees, and lawmakers on three committees are saying that there are problems with this program.
But lawmakers on three committees tell Fox News MAVNI has big problems, that its ranks have been, quote, compromised due to inadequate vetting, and that some MAVNI enrollees are now unaccounted for. The lack of discipline in implementation of this program has created problems elsewhere.
So we've lost some of these people. We don't know where they are. How does that happen? I mean, I guess I know how it happens in a country of millions and millions of people, but they were in the military. And we've lost them. I think that when you don't show up for work and you're in the military, we try to find you. So this, they're saying the Defense Department officials say the program is still active, but they've acknowledged that any new applications have now been suspended from this. They found also that some of these recruits, a lot of these recruits, will actually perform non-MAVNI soldiers in critical areas. Representative Steve Russell is from Oklahoma. He's a retired Army officer, and he sits on the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Military Personnel. And he is very concerned about this program.
The program has been replete with problems, to include foreign infiltration, so much so that the Department of Defense is seeking to suspend the program due to those concerns.
So a lawmaker who is not named in this piece on Fox News by James Rosen told Fox News that the program has been compromised, that's a quote, and that Department of Defense officials have not presented answers to his questions about the missing enrollees.
Look, bad actors are trying to use migration policies to get into countries. This is one that they can exploit, and we need to get this. We need to get control of this.
Absolutely. You think we'd be vetting them. It is 6:50 on WMAL.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
August heat and humidity belong outside your home, not in it. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double-pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat into your home. Well, Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and lower your air conditioning bills. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek is a name you can trust. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. It's true, there's never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to just you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-916-2858. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-916-2858. That's 1-800-916-2858. 1-800-916-2858.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing when we check in with the CNBC News Desk and Tanya Hansen. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Stock futures are higher after the Dow closed at its 31st record high this year yesterday. Shares of Apple surging into record territory after the tech company posted earnings that topped Wall Street estimates. The company also reported that it sold 41 million iPhones and 11 million iPads, both above expectations. Shares of AMC Entertainment are plummeting in the pre-market after the theater chain predicted a big quarterly loss and said it expected the third quarter to be very challenging, too. Boeing jets are set to become the next Air Force One. The Air Force is close to awarding a contract to purchase two Boeing 747s to serve as the new presidential airplane. Details regarding the cost of the plane still being worked out. NASA is offering a six-figure salary for an out-of-this-world job. The agency is seeking a full-time planetary protection officer to protect Earth and its inhabitants from alien contamination. The job pays up to $187,000. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called DinoVite.
DinoVite .com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a DinoVite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, into Annapolis. Trouble starting to brew again on 50. Delays had cleared out coming inbound over the Severn River where we had crash, which has been all cleared. I've been watching it in the traffic cameras. The two tractor trailers that were involved moved along. Now I was seeing delays starting to form again, and it looks like emergency units are responding right in that same area. So it looks like we may have a brand new incident. 50 again, inbound over the Severn River. Looking at Route 2, that's slow to merge on to those backups. So keep alert. All right, around the Beltway, heaviest stretch on Maryland's top side will be 95 to George Avenue, Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. And then other than that, not seeing any Maryland Beltway backups, brief delays in Annandale for Virginia commuters. Reopened in the Lorton area. Boy, this is good news. 123 Ox Road, just off of 95, no longer shut down over the Occoquan. Earlier accident activity has been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Right around 90 degrees, already a warm morning. Clouds in with some limited breaks. Clouds and sunshine this afternoon. An isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 74 degrees, 6:57 on WMAL. All right, you ready for this one? This is a story that's going to be receiving, if not already, a lot of attention from the left, and it certainly should receive a lot of attention from the right. The New York Times reporting that the Justice Department, in their headline, they say, Justice Department to take on affirmative action in college admissions. A lot of people have looked at affirmative action over the years and thought, wow, isn't just literally choosing people by their race and giving them access to a college the definition of discrimination, advantaging one race over the other and saying that, no, it's not based on the merits. It's not based on, you know, two students with equal scores or one student with a superior score. It's about, you know, racial consideration. Well, this is according to the New York Times. Now, listen to this lead, and then we'll talk about it. The Trump administration is preparing to redirect resources of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division toward investigating and suing universities over affirmative action admissions policies deemed to discriminate against white applicants, according to a document obtained by the New York Times. There's an important phrase in there. Against white applicants. That's not in quotes. That's the New York Times characterization of this. And anybody who's observed affirmative action policies over the years realizes that it's not just white applicants. In fact, Asian applicants, by a higher margin, are affected by these affirmative action policies. Yet the New York Times is already framing this up as a white versus everybody else debate when it's anything but. And so the Trump Justice Department in the Civil Rights Division apparently about to take on affirmative action policies in our nation's educational institutions.
Well, there was recently, and I don't know if anybody saw any of this, but I've seen some of it. It's made the rounds on social media. There were recently testimonies in front of committees about racism and lack of free speech and tolerance at a lot of our nation's universities. And I think this comes out of what you've seen at Berkeley. We've talked about that so much. Protests where someone's going to speak who's going to say something that they don't like. We saw the professor at Evergreen State, he and his wife, who refused to leave campus for the day of absence where all white people were supposed to leave campus. We've seen there were testimonies from students at universities said, well, I've been told that I can't speak because I'm white, or I can't come to a class because I'm white.
Listen to this one. This is Kristen Clark, the president of the Liberal Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, speaking to the New York Times. She said, quote, the Civil Rights Division was created and launched to deal with the unique problem of discrimination faced by our nation's most oppressed minority groups. Oh, yeah, that's the job of the government, to only handle a certain subset of races. No. Equal protection, baby.
Some right. Animals are more equal than others.
Trump administration taking that on today. Here's what's coming up next on Mornings on the Mall.
Ambassador John Bolton, friend of the show, will be joining us because I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot going on in the world. Russia, but also Venezuela and North Korea acting up.
Yeah, and that guy has a mustache. And Under Armour